My name is Les Femi, and I want to start out by thanking you for ordering this tape. This tape, which essentially recounts a rather personal journey of mine, beginning in the 60s. It started with a research project that I was involved in for more than 5 years, which investigated information processing in the nervous system of primates. To cut right to the chase, the conclusion of this very long study was that information processing in the visual system of the primate required that a certain amount of synchrony occur in the visual system and in the brain in general. In other words, information processing depended on brainwave synchrony. Well, this was a startling finding to me. And I wondered how I could use this information to improve human information processing. So I embarked on a series of experiments which involved learning to control brainwave amplitude and synchrony among the waves of different lobes of the brain. And in this process, I tested the equipment out myself to make sure that no harm would come to anyone. And I set for myself the goal of producing larger waves, more synchronous waves, in these 5 brain lobes. When I finally got to the point where I could produce more of these waves, a number of very dramatic changes occurred in me. Perhaps the most notable and long-term of these changes was that I dropped a lot of tension that I didn't even know I had before we started training. I thought I was quite relaxed, quite at ease. But after the training, after I changed my brainwave activity so that I was producing a lot more synchrony and a lot more amplitude and a lot more of this activity than I was before, I felt like I was light and clear and even floating. Not quite off the ground, but very much lighter than before. A number of other changes occurred at the same time. I was more sociable, more intimate with my experience and with the experience of others, more intimate with my children and loved ones. And all in all, it was a very positive change. Even my ability to teach at the graduate level was improved. My students seemed more interested in what I had to say and came around to office hours more than before. These changes led me to what turned out to be a lifelong investigation of exactly what happened when I produced these large amplitude and synchronous brainwaves. What really changed in me? How could I describe it? How could I get hold of it? How could I teach others to produce this same kind of brainwave activity and bring about these same kinds of very beneficial changes that I had experienced? And it took quite a number of years before I could formulate the change as a change in attention. But clearly, once I had arrived at that level of understanding that I could compare one attentional state to another, it was clear to me that what had changed was my attention to present experience. And from this realization arose an interest in trying to bring about changes in attention independent of brainwave activity. And I noticed that as I developed the vocabulary and exercises to change attention, I found that brainwaves changed at the same time, further supporting the idea that brainwave synchrony and attention were intimately related and not an accidental or irrelevant occurrence. As I taught various people this process, the ones who took to it most easily and most directly were meditators, artists, particularly performing artists, and advanced athletes who were trying to optimize their function, not just learning basic activities, but actually wanted to optimize these activities. And they immediately noticed that their facility with function was improved as they practiced these exercises, which I've come to call open focus exercises, and as they practiced with learning to control brainwave synchrony. A number of other things occurred at the same time. We noticed that headaches went away, anxiety diminished and even disappeared, depression, insomnia, and many other symptoms in all the major systems of the human body also responded very favorably to this kind of training. Gastrointestinal symptoms diminished and disappeared, respiratory symptoms, autonomic nervous system symptoms like cold hands and cold feet, sweating, etc., they all normalized. And central nervous system symptoms also diminished rather dramatically. And I'd already mentioned that the motor system or the muscle system having responded favorably. It seemed as if by learning to control brainwave activity, one could move into and out of a level of homeostasis, that is, a level of rest for the various systems of the body that brought about very, very beneficial changes. It was as if we were stuck in a kind of emergency mode orientation to life or to functioning. And we had forgotten how to get back to this level of balanced functioning, balanced hormones, again, that I call normalization of function or homeostasis, a state in which healing naturally occurred, a state in which stress diffused rather naturally without any effortful orientation to bringing that about. At about the same time, I had been observing other biological systems, animals, dogs, cats, and I noticed they spent a great deal of time during the day, many, many hours, just resting, not sleeping, kind of lazy-eyed and just being still. A cat might sit on the arm of a sofa and purr. A dog might just lie on the ground with its paws under him or her and just be looking but not really trying to see anything. And I'd come to find out that all the animals on the planet spend considerable times in this mode at which I imagined that all the systems of their bodies normalized, got back to zero bias, that is, not bias toward emergency, not bias toward rest, but sort of in this middle level of arousal from which it would be easy to move in either direction. And I noticed it was associated with a different kind of attention also. And particularly when I practiced this myself, I noticed that I was able to be aware of more in the periphery of my attention when I was producing these synchronous brainwaves and when I was practicing certain exercises, again, that I now call open focus exercises. So there was an expanding awareness to include not only what I was centered on, but also into the periphery of my attention. So that while I was thinking, for example, I might be aware of seeing my environment, hearing all around, and feeling my whole body, tasting and smelling, and having a sense of presence in this moment, without interrupting significantly my thought process. It was a different way of thinking, in that I didn't narrow focus on my thoughts as I usually had done, but I noticed it was a much more beneficial way of thinking. Thoughts actually would diffuse and disappear without or trying to avoid them or control them or make them go away. And it was a way of releasing my body from the stresses associated with these thoughts.